Hi, Adi and Jean. Bonjour, Denise. I hope you're enjoying Toronto as much as I am enjoying the south of France. With the Oscars coming up in less than a month, it's the perfect time for nominated films to be shown in theaters and streaming services. One of the great things about the Academy Awards is that it acknowledges innovative new shorts in three categories: documentary, live action, and animation. TIFF Bell Lightbox will be showing all of the films this week, and the Hot Doc Cinema will be screening the doc shorts next weekend. So let's look at the Oscar-nominated documentary shorts. How Do You Measure a Year is the kind of doc that only a filmmaker would make. Jay Rosenblatt, who's been making award-winning shorts since the 1980s, has been shooting his daughter Ella's birthday since she was two. Every year, he asks her probing questions about who she is, what she loves, where her power lies, and what she wants to be as an adult. Happily for the film, Ella's articulate even as a baby. We like her as she grows up, although, perhaps unfortunately, this very personal doc lacks any stunning revelations. The Elephant Whisperers is the kind of sincere and emotional doc that wins awards. Set in the jungles of India, it's a beautifully shot film about Billy and Baman, an elderly indigenous duo who take care of orphan baby elephants. While nursing and mentoring two adorable elephants, the duo fall in love and marry. Genuinely sweet-natured, The Elephant Whisperers delights us with moving scenes between people and elephants that will touch the heart. Stranger at the Gate is a bit of a cheat. You're set up to think that Mac McKinney, a U.S. military veteran, is a serial killer about to commit atrocities. Instead, what we get is the true story of a former American redneck who moves us from hatred towards Muslims to embracing their culture. Although this is a positive film, it's manipulative in a way that doesn't seem deserving of an Oscar nomination. Haul Out is a gorgeously shot, ethnographic film set in the desolate Siberian Arctic. The rocky northern island is seemingly without life apart from Axum, a Russian scientist who is occupying one decrepit cabin. Then one morning, Maxim wakes up and is unfazed by what he sees. Overnight, tens of thousands of walruses have landed on the island. Maxim is stuck in his cabin, surrounded by walruses for over a week, until one day they move on. We find out that the poor creatures are used to living in ice floes while catching fish, but the warm weather is forcing them to go from island to island. Maxim is there to record their activity and monitor their deaths, which amounts to over 600. This is a brilliant film and my personal favorite of the nominees. The Martha Mitchell Effect tells the bizarre story of the wife of Richard Nixon's attorney general, who was a key figure in the Watergate scandal. She realized that her husband, John Mitchell, and Nixon had been involved in the break-in to the Democratic election campaign offices in the Watergate complex because one of the men arrested had been her daughter's bodyguard. Mitchell alerted members of the press about her suspicions, which increased media activity around Watergate. The Republicans tried to denigrate her, calling her crazy and alcoholic, but Mitchell persisted and was vindicated when Nixon eventually resigned. The doc tells a complicated political story quite well, focusing on the misogyny against Mitchell. There's another, and quite delightful, package of shorts shown this week at the Carlton, the 22nd Animation Show of Shows. The Animation Show of Shows is a work of passionate commitment by veteran producer and writer Ron Diamond. Full confession here, I've been friendly with Ron for many years, and his love for animation and animators is infectious. Not everything in this current roster is of absolute top quality, but all are worth watching, and it's great to see that so many animation shorts are still being produced internationally. The Show of Shows concentrates on poetic animation pieces, which juxtapose music and grand ideas with stunning visuals. They're less about plot or dialogue and more about abstract thoughts and imaginings. In Empty Places, accompanied by the Moonlight Sonata, we see a modern world filled with luggages and carousels and elevator doors opening and closing, but with no people to use them. Is it a COVID film? We don't know. The startling Beyond No is a bravura montage of masks from Africa, Asia, and the Americas, as well as the ones used by Guy Fawkes and The Simpsons. The Show of Shows is capped off by a 4K restoration of the Oscar-winning short The Man Who Planted Trees, a true Canadian classic. Gorgeously drawn and animated by Quebec's Frédéric Bach, the film features the expressive narrative voice of Christopher Plummer telling the Jean Giono fable of a shepherd who dedicates his life to replenish the forests in his native Provence. And that's where I'm sending you these reviews, Adi and Jean, though I'm in a city, not the countryside of Provence. A la prochaine, Denise.